Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now back into the second hour. Here we are. I'm going to get a bunch of world news, local news, things happening here in the United States. Coming up, we're also going to have open phones, as I mentioned, at 1-800-259-9231. Finishing up with Rosie O'Donnell and the behind-the-scenes information I can now give you. But finishing up with Corey Rowe, who was right after 9/11, wanted to fight Al-Qaeda, joined the Army, you know, a high school jock, friends with Dylan Avery. He goes over to Afghanistan, he goes over to Iraq, he's there a couple years, and he was describing how they had to pay for their food, they still had to get in dress uniforms every few weeks, living out of their tanks, by the way. They didn't have cold weather gear, and it gets cold in northern Iraq. They'd be freezing in their tanks. They'd have to, like, go and pay Halliburton to clean their uniforms to do dress inspections. They didn't do that in the past. They, you know, breathing to you. By the way, Corey was talking about how he coughs his lungs up every day and, you know, vomits. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that. And he thinks it's DU and all these other things that are happening. They give him all these experimental shots. These are people I know. By the way, that's the kind of people that are behind Loose Change. And none of the troops are for it. I mean, there's like a handful, and they put them all over the news. They all hate it. They know it's a fraud. They know it's a lie. They know it's a scam. The number is well over 12,000 dead U.S. troops. That's official numbers. But see, they don't count you as a combat casualty if you die in Ramstein or in London or if you die in the United States, you know, 2 weeks later or an hour after you fly out of Iraq. It was 12,000 a few months ago. I don't know what it is now. It's not 3,000, ladies and gentlemen. It's over 12,000 dead. And, of course, John Hopkins did their own study and found, yeah, the first 3 years, over 600,000 dead. They found 601, and the British said 654,000. Now the preliminary numbers coming in, it's well over a million dead. Really good job, New World Order. By the way, it was a good job. They did exactly what the Pentagon said. Break the country up, sectarian violence, bring it from first world to third world, use it as a staging ground to invade and project power into Iran and Syria, turn off the oil supply to then create artificial scarcity and jack up prices. Total genius. You see, but the average person believes they're doing it for good reasons in this democracy and all this baloney. They don't understand how hardcore evil. These people are wreckers. And I've given this speech before, but I'd read about this a few places, but I got about 6-7 years ago into naval history. I mean, I've been reading about Macedonian and the Greek Navy and been reading about the Silesians and the Romans. And I got up to British, because, you know, obviously I'm going to read about British naval history because it's in English and isn't a translation. I probably read 15, 20, it's kind of embarrassing, I probably read 30 or 40, the more I think about it, books on British naval history. You talk about action-packed. I mean, you know, each book might be a year of engagements and exact notes that were taken. It's mainly diaries and descriptions of all the things, and you get to see through their eyes what this, you know, South Pacific looked like in 1720. Yeah, it's just amazing. But why did I get off into that? Oh, yeah, wreckers. All over the coast of France and Italy and England, there were little villages that little fishing towns that would cater to the merchants and to the pirates, and which are basically the same thing in the Navy. And they put out fake lighthouses, though. Of course, the locals knew that it was fake to make people wreck there on these shoals so they could go out and rob their ships. And so they could go out and then basically whatever gold the people escaped off the ship with and he survived, they'd have to pay for that just to get passage back to France or vice versa. They were called wreckers, wrecker towns. That's what the term wrecker comes from. And some of the most wealthy people in England made their money as wreckers. We literally have wreckers running things. That's all they do. They get us into a wreck. They make everything they can as bad as they can. New Orleans, 9/11, Iraq.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Richard, Rishi, Sue, Trent, Chris, and others. Your calls are coming up. I said I'd play these clips, so let's just play them. Here's Rosie O'Donnell talking about why she's leaving The View and being gracious to them that they just couldn't agree on a contract. But ABC and Art News Articles admits that she didn't agree to 3 years and, you know, double the money, basically. And here's the owner of the show, owns half the show, Barbara Walters, saying, "We're sad you're leaving." Yeah, they're sad millions of dollars is leaving is what they're sad about, tens of millions. And then Rosie quit. We know that she was planning to quit. I knew this 3 weeks ago. She wasn't going to renew her contract because she didn't want to be censored anymore and basically harassed by the producer and edited, both in live, which was semi-live now, the controller, and in the tape shows. That's big news, folks. ABC News censored her. That's why she left, period. And then the media lies and says she was fired so they can have some attack on freedom, an attack on free speech. So here's Rosie first on The View yesterday making her announcement.
I've decided that we couldn't come to terms with my deal with ABC, so next year I'm not going to be on The View. However, I will be coming back and guest hosting. I'm just not going to do the everyday thing because we couldn't, you know, they wanted me 3 years. I wanted 1 year. And then they were like, okay, well, what if we did do this? I was like, and it just didn't work.
Well, you keep saying don't be sad and we should all be upbeat, and I am sad. Okay,
I'm sorry.
I induced you to come here. I knew you were only coming for 1 year. I hoped that it would be more than 1 year.
Yeah.
We have had, to say the least, an interesting year.
We certainly have.
Okay, you heard Rosie O'Donnell. I made the decision to leave. Right there at the start, she says, I made the decision on the contract. I. She quit. Play it again.
Decided that we couldn't come to terms with my deal with ABC, so next year I'm not going to be on The View. However...
Okay, stop again. Play that one more time because the first got cut off. She says, I have decided. Listen to it.
I've decided that we couldn't come to terms with my deal with ABC.
Play it again.
So next year,
because I want Fox News and the Pentagon, and I know you know the truth, but I want the Pentagon to know. We know what Fox and CNN are. We know the Pentagon has been bought out and works for foreign corporations, and we understand you're here to destroy America and destroy free speech, but you failed. We're going to get the word out on you and discredit you further. Here, again, is Rosie saying, I have decided we couldn't work out the contract.
I've decided that we couldn't come to terms with my deal with ABC,
okay.
So next year I'm not going to...
Now, let's play the person who yells and screams and does profane things and does pro wrestling, Donald Trump. And he brings up some comedian skit that Rosie did where, you know, she said something that's really sophomoric and is on daytime television. I'm not defending it. I'm not, you know, semi-vulgar like this. But this is Rosie O'Donnell. She is a loose cannon. That's why she's got courage. That's why she shot her mouth off. That's why she just turned down a bunch of money and a 3-year contract with the number one TV show in morning television. That's why Rosie did it. Because she is a loose cannon. This is Donald Trump, as usual, lying about everything.
His reaction is, you know, you think he'd go off on another tangent, but he was actually very respectful about this whole thing. Here's his reaction today from CNN.
I've been predicting this for a long time. Rosie is a very self-destructive person. Rosie's basically a loser. I believe ABC wanted her out, and they wanted her out badly and fast. She made statements the other day at the Waldorf Astoria that were absolutely outrageous, where she grabbed her crotch and said things that were just terrible. I mean, she's a slob. Everybody knows it. And they wanted her out. And the one that wanted her out the most was Barbara Walters.
Alex.
There you go. I mean, this Freudian and slipper showing nurse.
So that's Jimmy Kimmel. And there you go. They wanted her out. She's fired. Fox News headline, Why ABC Axed Rosie O'Donnell. Total, complete lie. Because they can't have any more heroes. They can't have anybody who's got the will to turn down a bunch of money. They can't have people who won't be censored. So they've got to lie and say, yeah, she got fired for what she said. Ha ha, we win. No, you lost. You lost that battle too, New World Order. But you think you can just announce and all your cattle and all your sheeple will believe your Pentagon baloney. Doesn't work anymore. No, by the way, numbers just came out. In the last 10 years, newspaper circulation is down 67%. That's right. They like to always give you the number yearly. Like, we're down another 5%, we're down another 10%, we're down another 4%. Now it's down on a monthly basis, and the new numbers came out. It plunged even further than they thought, and there's total abject panic. It isn't just that people are using their iPods, you know, getting text messages of the news. It isn't just the Internet that's doing this. Okay, let me give you a newsflash. When people have been polled and people have been questioned, I mean, there was news 15 years ago, the Austin American-Statesman here in Austin had plunging readership. It had already begun. And everybody, it was a campaign. Everybody I knew was saying, because we're tired of your lies. We're tired of your spin. We're tired of your propaganda. We're tired of your liberal propaganda was the term at the time, but people have gotten more sophisticated now. It's establishment propaganda. And they had to put billboards up all over town for years saying, we're not your same old statesman. And they tried for a while, you know, trying to be pro-gun a little bit and trying to be, but they just couldn't do it. They couldn't help themselves. And so now that, you know, that newspaper is a complete joke. I mean, literally, folks, we've put ads before in the Statesman. I mean, $400 ads for a little bitty thing in there. But, you know, a paragraph or two, and for one day. And we get one phone call by someone who can't even speak English, wanting a job. You put an ad on Craigslist for free, you get 300, 400 responses. They're beating down your door. You're a joke. You're a dinosaur. You're a legend in your own mind. PrisonPlanet.com is rated over 45,000 places higher than Bill O'Reilly's website. My website is now tens of thousands of places ahead of Rush Limbaugh. I told you I was neck and neck last year. He's now 10. We ought to do a story on that. Tens of thousands of places behind. But still, the general public that isn't tuned into reality doesn't even know who I am. Frankly, I don't even care. I almost hate telling people how big we've gotten because then all sorts of weird ninnying and jealousy begins. Yes, it's like I'm a fighter aircraft deep behind enemy lines with all sorts of SAM missiles, literally hundreds of them shooting at me. Yes, it's really wonderful. Again, I hate it. I want to be successful to fight the enemy, but I know it puts me in more danger. But I just go, you know what? I'm going to do it. Literally. I can't stand, maybe 10 years ago I liked being known. Believe me, I hate it now. But I've got to get bigger. I've got to have a bigger effect. It's all about personality. It's all about information. That, and in a weird way, now I've got to stay really big, or they certainly will kill me or set me up. It's all these factors go into it. And then I just have to deal. It's like Alec Baldwin yesterday, who I know, by the way, well, let's just see. Alec knows what's going on in the country. And he's always getting demonized. He's always getting attacked. He's always getting misquoted and lied about. And, he goes, yeah, my teenage daughter was being rude to me, and I called her a selfish little pig. Folks, I mean, don't lie. And everybody's, oh, how dare him, how mean. You know, they call keeping track of your kids or disciplining them abuse. But then the government wants to have dogs sicked on them and machine guns pointed at them and cameras in the bathroom, but you're not supposed to watch what your children's doing. And you're not supposed to tell your child when they're being a teenager, hey, stop acting like a pig. I think I remember my mother when I was being like 14 and real rude to her. I think I remember her calling me a pig. You stop acting like a little pig. Oh, my God. Oh, he's so bad. I saw an AP article where he was quoted going, big deal. I was mad at her not answering the phone. I told her to quit being a selfish little self-centered pig. Because, by the way, his wife, of course, keeps her away from him, and it just is frustrating. And then the teenagers play that off against their parents. You know how this stuff works. Why did I get off into Alec Baldwin? Well, my point is that I don't remember what I was going to say about him. It's just that it was good to see him go, so what? Yeah, I called her a selfish little pig. But you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just hand them over to the state so the SWAT team can slam their head into the concrete. It's all about not training your children so they're a bunch of animals so they get caught in the system. And then you do anything to discipline your children and they take them from you so they can be five times more likely to be abused, Justice Department's own numbers in their system. You know, I said I'd go to your calls. I might just go for 3 hours. I'll go to your calls. I want to hear from you. I got so much I want to talk about. We're going to come back to calls for the rest of the hour, 40 minutes of calls. And then I'm going to continue into the third hour with nothing but news, I think, or maybe some calls. I don't know. I got it all here. I've got Pentagon wants to end controversial spying program in America. And then I want to just point you to where they announce they're lying to you domestically. That is a total lie. The phone companies are the NSA, okay? Whole floors in every facility. How many years did I tell you that? Then it came out with, you know, one office in for the whole state of California in San Francisco, AT&T, where the whole floor was a spook base. And now it's been all over the news. Okay, if I tell you something, we've got it backed up, okay? So they're lying. Pentagon wants to end controversial spying program. Here's another one. U.S. officials exclude car bombs and touting drop in Iraq violence. This is McClatchy newspapers. You cannot make this type of lying up. I mean, these people are sick. And if you believe this, you believe the tooth fairy is real and brings you $10 when your tooth falls out. Reuters, Bin Laden overseeing Iraq, Afghanistan ops and the Taliban. Yeah, that's right. And the last guy they tortured at Gitmo for 4 years, he really did kill Kennedy, and He actually is the tooth fairy. He's actually flaps into your window at night and puts it under your bed. So we're going to go over that. I mean, give me a break. We're going to play Keith Olbermann on Giuliani's terror fear-mongering. This is the Wall Street Journal. I know I'm a kook when I have the father of weather weapons on, and it's not true, but could global warming be halted by controlling the weather? And then China to force rain ahead of Olympics. Industry caught in carbon smokescreen with the global carbon tax. We told you that was a fraud. This is Financial Times of London. There's going to be a town in China run by women where the men are beaten. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all. He just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathed the last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sack and timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there along with Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Without his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down on the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
All right, I played the whole song. People have been asking me, why do I play North to Alaska and that song and a few others? Because when I was a little kid, my dad bought me this little record player. Oh, they were the little records. I forget what you called those. And I guess it went with a bunch of old records he had when he was a kid or something. And it was stuff like that. In 1814, took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson. My God, I played that song a few months ago, and locals thought it was Secret Codes or something. I mean, that's why I get so sick of doing what I do. It's just so crazy, man. That's why I was talking about Alec Baldwin. He was just like, you know, I want to get out of acting. He's like, I just don't want to interface with a stupid public anymore. I don't even want to be involved with all this anymore. He was telling the Associated Press that, and I know he means it, because, you really do get sick of it. Because people think that, and I guess this is the trap, I guess you do want people to know who you are, and you do want to be a big shot till you are, and then you find out it's not fun. Now, that's normal people. There are a lot of people who, like Bush and his controllers and all these, I mean, there's never enough power. I guarantee you, if Hitler would have taken over the world, he would have started trying to build spaceships and go conquer Mars in case there were any green little men there. But really what they do, when Stalin had total power over Russia, he tried to take over surrounding countries. And when he had total domination of his own country, he just started having massive purges and killing people because he can. It is what it is, as they say. And I just never get those people. My dad told me, when I was decades ago, I remember him saying, well, you know, to get really powerful, son, you got to make a lot of compromises and do a lot of really bad things. That's why most successful people just get to a certain level of success, because you get fat and happy. Then you're not willing to go scrabble and fight and scrap for, you know, just so competitive. It's like a hyper sickness of competitiveness. Well, these people are pure machines, man. They don't care. They don't care how many, you know, there's oil there, kill that whole village. Just kill 1,000 of them. Send in troops, line them up, and blow their heads off. And these guys sleep good at night. They love it. And you think they care about you, America? You think they give one red cent for all of us put together? All right, I promise when we get back, we'll go to your calls. I am, I just want to beat the New World Order. I just want to live in some semblance of security. I just don't want total criminals running things. I mean, hell, this isn't boss hog corruption. This is hardcore evil. I'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Does that make me crazy?
I can feel it. Welcome back. All right, to your calls. I'll just say this, though, that my heroes have always lived life out on a limb. And I remember thinking, I want to be like them. And that's what it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. That, all right, let's just go to your calls here. Where is that stupid call list here? Stacks of articles. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Just wanted to comment on, you know, what you were saying a minute ago about the, you know, increasing use of power by these megalomaniacs. It also seems to me that there's a sort of a fear thing at work there in which, you know, these guys have got to figure if they don't continue to expand their control, their power, and raise the level of fear that they'll actually go backwards and risk being exposed.
And, of course, the opposite is happening. It's actually making everybody get mad, which then makes them accelerate it. And they're going towards a collision like two locomotives going 100 miles an hour apiece.
Yep. Two quick things I wanted to mention. Last night there was an excellent thing on Countdown Keith Olbermann's show where he just absolutely ripped Giuliani.
No, we've got it. We're going to play
9/11 hero stuff, and by also ripping the president effectively as being elevated to heroes for such failures, you know, of preventing the attacks. And that was pretty interesting. I'm also curious after Bill Moyer's show last night, where he laid out all of the, you know, manipulation of media and the lies leading up to the Iraq war. I know Bill Moyers is somewhat compromised, obviously, by his involvement with, you know, the PBS broadcasting system and all of that and their sponsors. But those two men also seem to have a pretty good amount of truth working for them, and especially Obama.
Are you kidding?
Expanding forward.
Listen,
I'm
curious
if you have any worthwhile comments on either of those two men. It'd be wonderful to see them move forward on 9/11.
Sure, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I guarantee you that both the individuals you mentioned know all about 9/11. I'm just going to leave it at that. Also, I was out in L.A., got in late Sunday night. Or not late Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, but late Sunday night I was watching some new PBS special. I forget the name. It's like a big series on surveillance in the police state, and I thought this would be a whitewash. They were admitting the whole floors of all the phone companies were surveilling everything. They were admitting that everything's being listened to. It's a total grid. They were admitting, and then the next part in the series is supposedly going to be about media propaganda. So, yeah, you must be talking about the same thing. And so, yes, look, this is how it works. You've got maybe 2% of people in high-level media that are actual Defense Department, CIA, or a lot of times actual contractors from Lockheed Martin or General Electric who were there. I mean, they're above government agents. They're actual corporate controllers. They're all CFR members. And again, even most CFR members aren't in the inner circle, even though what's going on. That's got several concentric layers to it. And they have an agenda. And everything's about what's good for the agenda and the interlocking interest of this global elite. But, I mean, most people, powerful people in government, in media, in banking, a lot of them who aren't in the absolute A-list league, but who you would think of as, you know, absolute ultra-rich, people worth hundreds of millions of dollars, are totally freaked out. They're buying islands out of the country. They hate what's happening. They're quietly giving money to groups they think are fighting the New World Order. It's not everybody in the elite that likes this, okay? But it's only the most wicked, most powerful that are in the seats of power, and they're driving the agenda. And then all these other people who know what's going on have been afraid to speak up. That's why it's important for us to hit the barbed wire. And that's why when Charlie Sheen hit it first at his level, it was a big deal. He hit the barbed wire, and then Ebersol and so many others, Rosie O'Donnell, there's been a bunch of others, James Brolin, they climbed up over his back. And now more people are doing that. And you've got to respect trailblazing, I respect trailblazing when it's evil trailblazing. I don't like it, I don't agree with it, but I respect it. Well, I absolutely love and respect and just give all the adulation I can and all the support I can to people that trailblaze for good at great personal sacrifice and demonization in the media. I mean, I was talking to David Lynch, and I was like, you agreed to come on here, Mr. Lynch, to talk about 9/11 a few months ago. We told you up front what the interview was, and he said, yeah, but you know, basically I'm afraid of what, well, I shouldn't say basically, he said, listen, I'm afraid. Look what they did to Charlie Sheen. They put him through a ringer. You know, they smeared him was the exact words. And just, you know, what, and he kind of just fell back into the mantra of, we just got to change ourselves individually. Yeah, but we've also got to change ourselves individually, but also then put that into action in the world around us. Faith without works, my brother, is absolutely dead. And I'm not getting into a Catholic-Protestant argument here. I'm non-denominational. The point is, they always make it some type of factionalized. The point is that, yes, you get the faith first to do the right thing, but then you don't have the faith if you're not doing the works. The works do come after the faith. It is saved by grace. But then if you're not doing the works, man, you're not saved. Do you understand that? You're not a duck if you're not quacking and got little feet and paddle around in the pond. Okay? You got a little beak. You know, quack, quack. You claim you're a duck, you're not a duck. I mean, I can't control myself. I want to fight evil. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. And I don't understand how the rest of you aren't completely focused like laser beams on this. Now, here's an example. The Loose Change crew calls up 6, 7, 8 months ago and says, we want to use your footage. I go, use anything you want. It's all free. They go, you don't want money? Everybody else has for money. I go, no, just use it. You see? But then you try to get some nickel and dime locals to let you put something out. They'll freak out and blame you for everything in the book, and that you want some type of fame or something. This is the way people operate. And you see, this is how you reap what you sow. You see, I literally didn't care and said, use whatever you want. Use whatever you want. Please use it in your final cut. And then later they come back to me and want me to be a consultant. And they come back to me and want me to work with them and be involved. They're my friends. And they're real people. They're not a bunch of backstabbing scum. Neither is Luke Radowski and people like that. You see, because they're doing it for the right reasons. All they do is fly around for free around the country until they're broke and giving out hundreds of thousands of free DVDs. Believe me, I know behind the scenes. And we're doing some stuff together I'm not going to tell you about till later. See, that's how that works, ladies and gentlemen. You reap what you sow. Do you understand that? I'm putting it all in God's hands. It's all in God's hands. We could turn the New World Order over tomorrow if you'd stop being a bunch of self-serving, self-centered scum. And you're damn right. Excuse my French. Excuse me. But I'm just being myself these days. You're absolutely right. I don't like people like that. You're absolutely right. I'll get on the telephone and tell you you're a bunch of idiots. Because I'm seriously on the front lines here. I literally, you know, very rarely, but sometimes I get so much anxiety over this stuff, I go throw up. This is real. This isn't a game. I'm the one that started this, and I don't ask for anything but maybe a little bit of respect. Just a little bit. But you know what? I don't expect that. I'm doing what I'm doing for my family, so I don't care about all the scum out there. Just get out of my way. Just get out of my way. All of it. All right, I said I'd go to calls. Rishi in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Alex, you have my utmost respect, sir. Now, how's my friend Ed Brown doing in New Hampshire?
Oh, my God, that's in my stack. See, I said I've got the stack. They have sentenced him and his wife, and we could have another Waco, and I meant to tell my producer we are going to try to get Ed Brown on the show.
Very nice. Can I send him something? Because what he is doing is evoking the spirit that America should have against what you're
trying to do. Let me try to find the article. Keep talking. I'll look for it. Keep going.
And I admire him because he has the courage that most people should have. He is an ordinary citizen, and yet he's captured the attention of the nation, hopefully, by now. And I just think that it says a lot for this character. And I want that to be known to the people.
No, it does. We've had him on the show before, and I've concluded any unpleasantness with the network that he's involved with, so I can have him on the show. And I'm going to, where is it? I had it here in my stack. This is the problem. I mean, I've just got, I'll reprint it if I have to. Absolutely. Ed Brown up in New Hampshire. And they're claiming he didn't pay taxes, and they came and set him up. It's a whole horrible sordid story. And now they've sentenced him and his wife in absentia, and they're going to come after him.
Well, I've seen the footage, and he's obviously a patriot by every standard of what our founding fathers would want it to be. And I think Americans need to start realizing that fact very, very soon, because it's coming down to that point.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my brother. Good to hear from you, and thank you for reminding me of that. That's the type of stuff. I literally have like 50-something articles, and they're all that important, and one of them is Ed Brown. And we're going to watch that as it develops, and we're going to get him on very soon to get him some support. Whereas the enemy comes like a thief in the night, don't they? He counterfeits everything God does. Who knows when they'll hit him. Let's talk to Sue in PA. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. It's great to finally speak to you. I'm a paleo conservative, I guess, like you mentioned that you were, and I got a traditional kind of background, and I definitely know what the system does to people, because 20 years ago I was part of the rescue movement. And, you know, what the system will do to you if you stand up for truth.
Well, they'll charge you as a mafia gangster for standing.
Charged with RICO, too, yeah. But what I want to say about 9/11 is I've been with you for about 3 years on this. I've known all about it. I hate to admit I haven't had the courage to come out until lately because, you know, everybody I associate with, all my friends, it's kind of like traditional-minded people just won't open up to, I don't know, it's like they're being co-opted by Fox News or something. I really can't put my finger on it. But
they've been co-opted. Why don't you get the articles about Fox News being behind Hillary for them?
Well, you know what? It's really hard to, it's like there has to be some kind of epiphany that they need to have. It took a lot for me to, like, go to, like, Save Rosie. I mean, I find those things because, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm really the antithesis of what she's about.
Me too. But if they take her free speech away, they're going to take ours.
Absolutely. But so I signed up for the website, and the next time I turned on The View, she's about gun control. So I'm kind of, like, screwed up. I'm not convincing.
Here's the deal. I've said she's silly and ignorant on a lot of issues, but right. She's changing. She's coming over on a lot of issues. She's plugging John Connor, who's, you know, anti-abortion, and she knows what our views are, and she still supports us. And so, yeah, right after the shooting, Rosie's saying, see, I'm right. See, she doesn't understand everything. She's not going to be perfect. I disagree with her on a lot of things, and I understand that. But you were saying you supported her free speech right. Okay.
Absolutely. You know, I do, but I can't. I'm not changing hearts and minds with Rosie, with the people that I've kind of been associated with in my family and stuff. You know what
Well,
I'm
no,
saying?
That's why the media kind of likes her. They think it'll continue balkanizing. That's why they ignore all the conservatives that have gone public. But as long as it gets people talking, that's the key.
Right. Well, that's really the only comment I had to make. And, you know, I think, you know, you're awesome.
Well, thank you. You're awesome, too. Yeah, I mean, don't think a government that's authorized the abortion of 50 million children won't kill 3,000. And, again, some idiot had a website going, Alex Jones lies. One show he said 47 million, another show he said 50 million. I don't know, like 5 years ago it was 47 million. I don't know what it is. I'm just guessing it's been 50 million. That's the kind of lies you'll catch me in. I'm guesstimating. I don't know. I mean, 10 million kids have been killed. We know it's over 45 million. I see people nitpick me on that. I would guess it's well over 50 million now. But regardless, I mean, Stalin killed 50, did he kill 60? Did Mao kill 45 or 60? The Chinese government says 60. And they say what he did was good, by the way. Now, that's official Chinese government books put out on the subject. I mean, you know, I get all these emails going, you're making it up. There's no North American Union. You're making it up. There's no... I mean, I don't know how people out there are living in denial. How can you deny it? By the way, we got Lou Dobbs and the North American Union coming up. We got John Stewart coming up. We got Keith Olbermann clip coming up. We've done the Rosie and the They Live clip, but I will play at least part of those three clips in the next hour. When we get back, though, I'm going to talk to Trent and Chris and others and continue with your phone calls. I do have the Ed Brown news. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I know that. Look, folks, I'm getting so busy on this show now, so focused on what's happening, I'm not even plugging my videos that much anymore. And that's how we fund this whole thing. I'll take 30 seconds here. I got a website, InfoWars.com. It's got a secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. It's got all my films and dozens of other films and books. And it's great stuff, really, to inform you. And you can make copies of my films, get them out to people. And that's how you support us so we can operate here. And you're not going to find anybody more committed. You're not going to find anybody with their hair more on fire. And it's us, ladies and gentlemen. And we'd like you to support us in the fight, InfoWars.com. If you missed it, I'll give you the toll-free number when we get back and go back to your call. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Vito Valencia will be joining us just for about 10, 15 minutes. He's one of the first responders. He's going to be on with Rosie tomorrow, unless that gets censored and edited, too. And then we'll continue with your calls, and I will play all those clips and get to this news. If you do want to support us so we can fund our operation and have an effect, and you're authorized to make copies of all my films, you're authorized to make copies of most of the films we carry, too. I know they've authorized people to make copies. 9/11 Mysteries, I know that Aaron Russo has authorized people to make copies. I know that Dylan Avery's authorized copies of Loose Change Second Edition. Those are all available at InfoWars.com. These are originals made by the authors, by the filmmakers, by the people that made, you know, wrote the books. the things we carry, so you also are supporting them when you buy it from us and supporting us at the same time. So be sure and visit InfoWars.com. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. Again, Vito Valenti joining us coming up at the 8 after. We'll go ahead and go to some of your calls from then on. From this point on until we get to that point. Trent in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to take the time to expose someone named Dennis Kucinich. This individual is drafting legislation to impeach Dick Cheney, which is definitely a good thing in my opinion, but hidden deep within the bowels of his profile is the fact that he's also drafting legislation to completely ban handguns in the United States.
Yeah, we actually, Paul Watson last week did a big article about Kucinich. I believe the headline's Kucinich traitor to ban guns. And Kucinich is right on weather control, right on 9/11, right on the war. But no, he is a absolute, complete communist. And that's the thing. They're just as bad as Bush and the Trotskyite New World Order people. He wants a total handgun ban. And that is treason. I mean, anybody, if I was president, I would call for him to be investigated and arrested. And I'll tell you why. It's not free speech, folks. You start calling for abolishing, I believe Bush should be arrested for his attacks on the Fourth Amendment and the First Amendment and all of it. And I'm telling you, that's what you, because here's the deal. He's in government. A citizen could call for gun bans. That piece of filth, and I'm not attacking Kucinich right now on air. Kucinich is a congressman who swore an oath. He now represents the people, and it's high treason. Go ahead.
Well, he just says how he's protecting the Constitution, but, I mean, he really is just lying because he's trying to tear it apart.
And I think he should be arrested and tried on treason charges.
It's just amazing, like, what angles they're hitting us from, and it's hard because the average people, I don't know if they're doing their
investigation. Hey, look, it's simple. It's simple. You come right out and say abolish one of the Ten Amendments, and you are a high-level federal official, you get indicted for treason. It's real simple.
Exactly.
Believe me, folks, if somebody in government in say 1805 called for gun bans, they would be arrested.
Exactly. So
I don't know
what happened to rural Americans, and that's really my only comment. So watch out for Dennis Kucinich. That guy's evil.
Oh, watch out for all of them. Hillary, that whole crowd of scum. Let me just tell all the fake liberals out there and the fake conservatives, I hate all of you, okay? I hate you because you're ignorant fools. Okay? You all work for the same people. Either become patriots and come in for the big win, or get out of my way.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.